On the World Cafe, the Indigo Girls, Emily and Amy. To say Ghost is a haunting song would be a silly pun, but it is a very powerful song. It makes me want to cry. Mm. Is there someone in particular who inspired it?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Is there?
It's a culmination of feelings. I mean, I've, you know, had feelings all throughout my life like that about different people and or one person, and I think that that's kind of a universal feeling for people, and that's why they can relate to that, that unrequited love that turns into this major haunting force in your life that'll never go away.
There are a lot of literary allusions in the album, and there are some dead poets included there. One is Virginia Woolf. And Amy, you wrote a song dedicated to Frank Stanford. Who was he?
He was a poet that died, I guess, like in the early 80s when he was about 30. He's kind of like a Faulkner, Flannery O'Connor. He's kind of James Dickey-ish, too, I guess. And very raw poet.
What were you trying to do in the song?
Well, the image that I had, he shot himself 3 times in the heart. And what I was doing was trying to pay tribute to him, but also show the fact that you can do that, but you can never put your light out, so to speak, you know. I mean, your words live on and you are still immortal. And I think that it was probably frustrating for someone to be that great of a poet and not be recognized, too. And I was trying to pay tribute to that. And, you know, I included some lines from his poetry in it and included something about his mother and his wife who is still alive. And, you know, so I was basically just to pay tribute and also kind of to question that, the flakiness of society, you know.
So now we get the title, Three Hits.
It's Three Hits.
The lead track on Rites of Passage. Will you play it?
Yeah.